Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Robert W. Bly is back with us, too. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books on how to be successful with your marketing plan, your marketing business. Foolproof Marketing is one of them. The Marketing Plan Handbook is another. He's an expert at helping people sell things on the Internet, and his new book is called How to Write and Sell Simple Information for Fun and Profit. Bob Bly, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, you know, for one thing, most people think they can't, you know, that most people will tell you, oh, I'm not a writer, I can't write anything. And so if they think they can't write anything, what makes us think we can help them actually sell something they write?
You don't have to write a product to sell information on the Internet. For example, you could have a radio show like you do and interview a series of experts on your topic.
I would never recommend that, though, Bob.
But you know what I'm saying. And you don't have to have a radio show.
Right.
You could do it on a conference call line. You could interview two or three experts on your product and sell it as a CD album.
And record it, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't like writing, you can give a talk at your local...
I think everybody else is already doing that, Bob.
You know, you can give a talk at a local club and videotape it and sell the video.
Ah.
You could also hire ghostwriters.
But most people say, who wants to buy? I don't have anything to say. I'm not an expert. Why would anybody buy what I have to say? That's what most people think.
People underestimate the unique value of the information and experience they have.
Yeah.
In fact, most people have expertise and experience that's unique and other people would pay for.
I've spent most of my life, at least the last half of my career, trying to explain to business owners that they need to understand and need to embrace, they need to recognize and accept and leverage the fact that they are experts in their field and that other people want to know what they have to say.
Right, and conversely, the quickest way to establish yourself as an expert is to write and sell information in various formats.
Right. So, all right, so now we've kind of got their attention a little bit. Let's just say, folks, just play along with us. Let's just, don't worry if we haven't completely convinced you. But play along with us as if we've convinced you that you actually are an expert and you can have something to say. And you can always, if you know stuff, you don't have to be the writer. You can hire somebody to write it for you, can't you?
Yeah, it's easy. And
that's what you do for a living.
Yeah, I do it, if you go to Elance.com, you can put your job out for bid, and writers will bid on writing your product.
Right. So you can take what you know. Now I see the lights going off in the eyes now, Bob. They're saying, whoa, wait a minute. Yes, I do know a lot about landscape architecture. But so I don't have to write it. I can actually let somebody else do it for me. Now that we've chased this car and caught it, Bob, what do we do with it?
Well, you first have to decide what kind of information product do you want to produce and package it that way. Do you want to produce a physical book, a paperback book, which you've done several times,
mm-hmm.
like small businesses like a bunch of bananas?
Yep.
Do you want to produce an e-book? Do you want to produce a set of DVDs? You have to pick the format and then produce your content in that format.
All right, so that's probably that's probably more of a blink level for some people than believing that they're an expert, because they're not used to making that kind of a product. And you just have to do it one time and to get over it, don't you? You just have to kind of get over that hump once, don't you?
Yeah, you only have to do it one time, and then it becomes fairly routine.
Right.
Once you have the product, then you have to figure out how am I going to sell it to the people I want to reach.
Right. And so would it be? How do you price something like that? How do you tell people, like, if you got a 9-minute interview with you and another expert on talking about, whatever it might be that people can use, how do you price that?
If you pay attention to what, go on the Internet and Google your topic, and there will be other people selling information products on that topic. And it's easy enough to find out what their formats are and what they're pricing them for. And every product has its different standard pricing. An ebook, for example, a 50-page ebook will be somewhere between $29 and $49. And you know that just by looking and finding that out.
Wow, that's pretty expensive, isn't it?
It is expensive, and people will – it's odd. People will pay different prices for the same information package different ways. The perception is that an ebook is specialized knowledge, unlike a paperback book, which is a bookstore book, which is more general knowledge, and people will pay a higher price
for
it.
Especially if you're the expert on one esoteric kind of thing, you know, and see, this gets back to what I've told people for – been trying to remind small business owners for years. We don't have to conquer the world to make money. We just only have to find those people out there who want what we have.
The most important part of selling information over the internet is at the beginning of it. You have to pick the right niche.
Right, and you have to identify the niche, identify the people who live in that niche, and then basically cater to what they want. And if you can do that, then you can charge almost whatever you want to.
Yeah, you can charge a premium price. The more, the narrower the niche, the more you can charge.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so folks, you all you gotta do is say, I know something. I know that I do. I think I know something that maybe everybody else doesn't know. That's of value. I've learned something that other people don't know. I can hire somebody to write it for me if I need to. If I'm going to do it by audio, I can hire somebody like Bob Bly to interview me. To put it up on there, I can. The technology to put it up online is not hard to get, and then you should, you know, Bob, if you're an expert, you should know who your niche is, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the first decision you make. Who am I going to market this information to? You know, if you have information on gardening, for example, am I going to market to professional landscapers, or am I going to market to people who like to garden as a hobby?
Right. So maybe if you're, and I'm going to use a simple example because I know somebody who does this, maybe if you're making soap and you're selling soap, maybe you could make more money if you taught other people how to get into the soap making business.
Well, everybody in a business has two businesses within that, the actual business making soap and then the ability to teach that to others.
Exactly. And that's called franchising. And when we come back, Bob and I are going to talk about other ways to monetize this content we're talking about besides charging people directly for it. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.